The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. I am so glad that you have tuned in. Watch Fox News pathetically try to smear Tucker Carlson. I have multiple videos to show you, and this is really amazing. It's laughable, pathetic, and it will completely backfire. This is amazing. You can tell that left liberals are behind this up in Fox News or Rhinos to make this kind of stupid mistakes and thinking like they're going to. The purpose of this is to make people say, oh, okay, well, yeah, now I understand why Tucker's going, oh, well, maybe I'll give Fox News, you know, a second chance because I see there might have been reasons for his firing. That's what they're trying to do here. And the exact opposite comes across. And they're so dumb, they don't even know the exact opposite comes across. Which tells me Fox News is in way deeper trouble than they even know. Because they've got morons. Morons up at the top making these decisions. Understand that the leaked, oh my gosh, they said it's a leaked video, so you know it's going to be super controversial. It's not. But they think it is. In fact, it makes you like Tucker Carlson so much more because it reveals he's real. He's exactly how you would expect him to be off the air as he is on the air. He's the same person, really. And that's comes across. And so they have this video first that is the leak that is supposed to, I guess, make you dislike Tucker, make you think, oh, man. Because this was something to the Fox News executives. They were angry at Tucker for it. This is how dumb they are. You've got to understand this. Well, I'll explain it after because it will make even more sense of how dumb they are. But anyways, I'm going to give you it right now. I don't want you to wait. And then I have a whole nother video. Fox News then went to the Wall Street Journal, which is owned by the Murdochs. This is why it's Fox News. And this video that's been played on MSNBC and other places, it's actually not that easy to find as you would think it would be online. I was shocked that I actually had to do some searching to find it, which means that they know it didn't help. But they gave it to the Fox News, gives it to their supposedly rivals and political enemies of the Democrat Party and the liberal media to try to smear Tucker. It's all Fox News doing this. Understand, don't get mad at any of the liberal hosts that make comments about Tucker. This is Fox News doing it. So Fox News leaks a video thinking it's going to damage Tucker. They also think that you're too dumb. As a Fox News viewer, I think they have no respect for their viewers. They think their viewers are dumb, I guess. You're too dumb to know that in order for this video to come out, it's 100% the Fox News execs pushing it out. So it's not like somebody had this and then they pull it out. Anyways, I'm talking too much and you're waiting for it. So if you haven't seen it, here it is. And what it is Tucker, what you're supposed to be angry with is that Tucker is bashing Fox Nation and bashing that he's got to do all this extra content and he bashes the website. To give you context, I think they want you to take it out of context. He's not bashing Fox Nation, the idea of Fox Nation. He's actually in context, which they don't want you to fully understand, but they do leave the context in at the end of the video. He's bashing how the website functions at Fox Nation, that it's terrible and it doesn't function right. That's really what he's bashing. And plus, it's not getting the viewership that is worthy of all the extra work that Tucker is putting into it, is basically what that's got to be his complaint, because I've always thought that. I don't subscribe to Fox Nation, and I've always thought, I've watched the extra stuff and I'm thinking, man, Tucker, you're doing all this extra work, and really, it seems like it's a lot of extra work for not much payoff. That's what I've always thought, sitting behind the scenes as someone in the media, as someone who knows what it takes to put a show together. It takes way more than people realize. People think my shows are short, and they don't realize how much I put into every single show. Hours I put into it. I know that people wouldn't believe it, but I really do. Ask my wife. She gets mad at me for doing too much time. Anyways, Tucker, here he is. This is the leaked video that you're supposed to get upset about.
I don't want to be a slave to Fox Nation, which I don't think that many people watch anyway. We're going to, because I, you know, I'm like a representative of the American media now. Speaking to an exile in Romania and welcoming him back into the Brotherhood of Journalists.
Yeah, it would help us out if he wore a sweater, though, because we asked him not to wear a suit. Like, he was panicking about it, so you don't have to. Tucker's going to be looking casual. That's just how our show looks. Is that okay?
I mean, this is airing on the nighttime show, and I want it to look official. I don't want it to be like bro talk.
Hold on. I'm going to pause it there. You're supposed to think that Tucker's all like snooty for not wanting to wear a sweater and making it look not like an official news type of event. He wants it to be professional, and he knows what professional is and how it looks. And I guess they're supposed to make, they think you're not going to understand that. And you're going to think, hey, he said Fox Nation, the website sucks. Oh my gosh. And he's talking about how the website functions, by the way. That's the context of it, which you'll see. Because I'm going to give you more. And then they think you're going to get like he's upset. These people that are on the phone are pompous. Just automatically telling Tucker what he's going to wear in order to interview their guest. Tucker's being quite nice. If it was me, that kind of pompousness, I'd just say, you know what? I don't even want to really do this interview. We're going to go and move on to do something else. That's what he could have done if he wanted to. So he's being really nice about this. And you're supposed to be thinking that he's not. Everything about this video makes me love Tucker more. Everything about it. Here's more as you'll finish up, and it'll give you more of the context of what he's talking about Fox Nation.
And I, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the majority of it, like if we go like 45 minutes, it's going to be for Fox Nation.
But nobody's going to watch it on Fox Nation. Nobody watches Fox Nation because the site sucks. So I'd really like to just dump the whole thing on YouTube. But anyway, that's just my view. I'm just frustrated with it's hard to use that site. I don't know why they're not fixing it. It's driving me insane. And they're like making like Lifetime movies, but they don't work on the infrastructure of the site. Like, what? It's crazy. And it drives me crazy because it's like we're doing all this extra work and no one can find it. It's unbelievable, actually. I don't know who runs that site.
We're going to play a sizable chunk on the show tomorrow night. That's the plan. And then what it's going to do is drive a lot of people to watch this on Fox Nation. It's going to be a great help to what we're doing over there on TC today.
I know, but we're doing our part. We're like working like animals to produce all this content, and the people in charge of it, whoever that guy's, whatever his name is, like they're ignoring the fact that the site doesn't work. And it's, I think it's like a betrayal of our efforts. That's how I feel. So I resent it.
He is 100% right. They have put a ton of effort, Tucker did, into these extra special stuff for Fox Nation. Way more than it actually deserves the effort. I would bet he put more effort into those than it takes him to actually do his show, or at least he doesn't do that show anymore, but how it used to take him to do his show at 8 p.m. on Fox News, because he would have a rhythm in doing that show. He'd been doing it for so many years that he could do that. And I bet you it took a lot more effort to do the Fox Nation stuff, and took longer than what he would like. And that's what he's saying. He's killing himself putting all this content on for a small audience. And it is a small audience compared to what he's used to at 8 p.m. And he's basically saying if he threw it up on YouTube, it would get a way bigger audience. And he wants people to see the work that he's doing, the content that he is putting together. You don't want to do a ton of great work and then have your employer hide it in a subscription area so that only a few can see it. Maybe they were doing that on purpose. Maybe they thought that's how they could start to silence Tucker, is, oh, you know those big issues like the vaccine and stuff you want to cover? We'll put it on Fox Nation. And then we know only the choir will go to that, because only people willing to pay to see that content will see it. And you'll never reach Democrats and independents. You'll never reach Democrats and independents if it's on Fox Nation. Because no Democrat or independent is going to subscribe to get content. And part of me thinks, and I really think I'm hitting on something now that I'm looking back, they were pushing his big controversial content, some of it, onto Fox Nation, but I guarantee you he was fighting back saying, no, this stuff is too big. We need to put it on 8 p.m. And since that didn't work, so it looked like they were still supporting Tucker, Tucker was putting his best content at 8 p.m. That was one of the reasons why they had to pull it. Now, are you upset at Tucker? That's the hit piece, secret video, that is supposed to shock you to your core. That's who Tucker is behind the scenes. Did you know that's who Tucker is behind the scenes? He's even more likable. He even says it like it is. He'll even say about his own company, like you should, this isn't working the way it should be. Do you know that's called a good employee? He's being a good employee by pointing those things out. He knows what's wrong. He knows what needs to be fixed. He knows what direction it should be going. He knows when you're spending too much time banging your head against the wall with too much content here with not enough payoff, because he's a professional host who knows what he's doing way more than the execs do. And that's a fact. And he knows way more about broadcasting than they do. And a lot of times they start to think that hosts are like successful hosts are monkeys who are just up there reading scripts like at CNN. No, someone like Tucker actually knows what they're doing. And you should listen to anything they say. And when they give input about what should be done, it really should be listened to, because they'll make it go number one. If you listen to them instead of wanting to have power and you make the decisions, trust me, every broadcaster knows exactly what I'm talking about. The people who really know what they're doing sometimes get squashed. And the people that don't know anything, but they're good at sales, so they've moved up because they can sell something, they'll make the decisions on programming. But they know nothing about programming and how to bring in ratings. But they were good at selling something, so they get to make their decisions. And that's how a lot of broadcasting companies work. Radio stations, all sorts of places. And just letting you know, that's how it is behind the scenes. So I watched this, being someone who's been in broadcasting my whole life. And I'm like, I love Tucker. I love him behind the scenes. He's way even more real. He's everything I wanted him to be. It's tremendous. Here's the biggest, stupidest thing about what the Fox execs did here. It is really amazing to me that they don't also realize that they're bashing, this leaked video is bashing Fox Nation, their subscription service, and their subscription service is about to die. And then you have Tucker telling everyone, you're trying to bash Tucker. They put their number one host, who they just got rid of, telling everyone Fox Nation isn't worth the money. It isn't worth the subscription. It's not worth it. It sucks. Which is going to harm the company even more. What moron who went to leak the tape said, let's leak the tape where Tucker tells everyone that Fox Nation sucks too. I mean, you have to be an idiot. You have to be running Bud Light. As everyone was saying, the execs at Fox News are like the execs at Bud Light. Well, oh my goodness, this really confirms it. This was self-sabotage. You already self-sabotage yourself by getting rid of Tucker. Now you self-sabotage Fox Nation thinking that you're bashing Tucker? You had to have gone to Harvard or Columbia or some Ivy League school to be that dumb. That's what it tells me. There's no one that can be that dumb except for an Ivy League graduate that is up there somewhere in Fox News as an exec. That's the only person that could possibly be that dumb. Whoever it is, that's the Ivy League person. I bet you they're the ones that did it. If there's only one of them. Maybe there's a bunch of them. Who knows? All right. Here's another video. I probably won't give you the whole thing because it's just so stupid and boring. But it is the Wall Street Journal, which is owned by Rupert Murdoch. What is that? Fox News sister company. Putting out a hit piece on Tucker. Again, trying to make you hate Tucker Carlson. Here we go.
Offensive messages Tucker Carlson sent showing contempt for Fox News management and colleagues were a major factor in the company's decision to oust him Monday, according to people familiar with the matter. The move took Carlson off the air, a shock to the host and his large audience, making the previous Friday's show his last.
And we'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, have the best weekend with the ones that you love, and we'll see you then.
Culturally, it's a big deal because Tucker Carlson was one of the most well-known TV personalities and the highest-rated primetime host.
Here's a look at the private messages that led to Carlson's surprise ouster and what's next to the former host and the network. Ahead of Fox's defamation trial against Dominion Voting Systems, people familiar with the matter say Fox News lawyers presented Carlson with what they thought was good news. They told him the court would redact from a legal filing the time he called a senior Fox News executive the C-word. But Carlson wasn't impressed. He told his colleagues he wanted the world to know what he said about the executive.
Internal messages, many of which were from Tucker Carlson to other colleagues, were made public in the discovery process.
Hold on. Tucker wanted them to be made public. Do you not love that? Who doesn't love that? Only morons at Wall Street Journal and Fox News wouldn't love someone who says that. They don't understand their own audience. I see that and go, oh my gosh, I love it. And so do you, because you respect people who have gonads. They don't. They don't respect anyone because they don't have gonads themselves, as the polite way of putting it. They don't have it. And they're jealous of anyone who does, and they don't know how to live life that way. They live under fear and under political correctness, and whatever the left says they can say, then they'll say. But if the left says they can't say something, they won't say it. They obey. Fox News does, their news division, obeys every political correct rule the left puts down because they're a bunch of wuss bags in the Fox News division. I'm not talking about individual hosts. There's still some good hosts over there, but they're compromised now. Fox News has laid it out that they can't say what they want. They're compromised. Just a little more from this Wall Street Journal hit piece that is by the Murdochs. The Murdochs are putting this hit piece out.
And some of those ended up being redacted, but in them, Mr. Carlson made disparaging remarks about some of his colleagues and other people at the network.
The court filings also revealed an exchange where Carlson called for the firing of a Fox News reporter for fact-checking Donald Trump's false claims about the 2020 election. "Please get her fired," Carlson wrote. "It's measurably hurting the company." In another message, Carlson is shown complaining about the network's news coverage, including its decision to call Arizona for Joe Biden on election night. According to one document, he wrote, "We devote our lives to building an audience, and they let Chris Wallace and Leland Vittert wreck it," and included an obscenity. In the messages, Carlson also made disparaging comments about on-air guests and former President Donald Trump. He wrote in a January 2021 text message that he was very close to being able to ignore Trump most nights, and that "I hate him passionately." Although many portions of the Dominion court document...
Okay, that's enough. That's their big hit. The Trump thing is supposed to be. But okay, he was frustrated with Trump once. It says right after that, I was frustrated with Peter Navarro, or he blew up at Peter Navarro out of frustration. Does anyone think he hates Peter Navarro? He doesn't hate Peter Navarro. He doesn't hate Donald Trump. He was in frustration over something. I don't even know what the context was. It doesn't matter because they're taking things out of context, putting things out because it's a hit piece. Secondly, part of their hit piece is like the 2020 election and the coverage where Fox News clearly was CNN and MSNBC and was destroying their audience. And Tucker was 100% right. He's built up this massive audience and they won't let Tucker be the anchor up there on election night because the Fox News division hates Donald Trump's guts and was anti-Trump. And it was a plan to frame the fake election as if Joe Biden won and to call states early. And the other networks were holding off in part of the plan with the Murdochs in order for that Fox News would be the first to call these states that were stolen to try to legitimize it. So they were waiting for Fox. I've never seen those other liberal stations hold off on calling states and waited for Fox News to call them. But they did that time because it was all a plan. That proved it was a plan. And you're supposed to hate Tucker for calling that crap out? No, it just shows he's real. He's real. He has his own beliefs. He's his own man. He doesn't have to love every aspect of Donald Trump. That makes me like him even more, because that means if Trump does do something he doesn't like, he would say so. That makes conservatives will like him even more. One last thing. I'm running out of time. The first video, I didn't get to fully make this point. They put it out there. This is how dumb they are. You know how that first video made Tucker look great and how it bashed Fox Nation? Why would you put out a video that hurts Fox Nation? Fox Nation is going to collapse. Partially because Fox News released that video. But Fox Nation is going to collapse without Tucker's content. Okay? Why would you put that video out there? You want to know why? This is how dumb the execs are. To them, the execs are sitting up there, when they saw that video, they were offended. Fox Nation, we put all this money into Tucker. Tucker doesn't respect, and he doesn't think that we're the smartest people in the room, and Fox Nation is going to be the bloodline of money pouring in, and he doesn't understand the money that we're going to make with Fox Nation, and he won't do the content, and he's saying Fox Nation, this enrages us. To them, it was the most outrageous thing that Tucker would dare say so. So they put it out there thinking that's your reaction. Like you're them. That's how dumb they are. You're watching it saying, whoa, Tucker's telling the truth about Fox Nation. That makes me like him even more. He's even willing to tell his own execs, hey, look, the site is not functioning properly. It's frustrating. It stinks the way it functions. I'm doing all this great content, and there's not a big enough payoff. You respect him for it. They hated him for it. That's how dumb they are. I can conclude Fox execs are as stupid as the Bud Light execs. It's official now. Before, it was kind of a joke because we knew they hated Tucker and how stupid they were. And it's kind of a joke, but it was a little bit true. It's not just a little bit true. It's dead on. They are the dumbest people in broadcasting. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya.
Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my dad's channel. Otherwise, Joe Biden will come in your closet and sniff your hair.
Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.